Hey, to me, Raj Baden here for Subbush Radio, 12:6 a.m. online, that's subbushradio.com and through your mobile app. Now, over the last couple of days, as you know, there's been a story that's been making the headlines, and it's one of those dil todne wali baat, yaar, a TV show going off air with the popularity that it has seen over the last, 18 months or so. I'm talking about Ye Rishte Pyar Ke, which will be going off air very, very soon, and I've got the lead actor, a friend of mine, who I always love talking to, you know he is. It is Shaheed Sheikh from the show Ye Rishte Pyar Ke, a bead from that show. So let's say hi to Shaheed. Hi, Shaheed.
Hi, Raj. I really like that. What you said.
Introduction. It is, yaar. I mean, come on. Do you know how many fans have been messaging me over the weekend? They can't believe it, yaar. It's not sung through. Okay, the show is going off air. I mean, how are you feeling about it?
Honestly, it was a surprise for us as well. And of course, I've been playing this character for so long. We are doing this show for almost 1.5 years now. And even I am so attached to Abir and all the characters of the show. So yeah, it's dil todne wali baat to hai.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying though. And can I just say, the other dil todne wali baat is that we haven't spoken in such a long time, and I don't know why. We always say we're going to be talking a lot more often, and aisa kabhi hua nahi, kyunki, you know, it's always a year, 2 years, it's always that kind of time. Why is it always the case with me?
Only when my show is going off air or a new show is coming, that's when you call me.
I didn't message you about 6 months ago. I wanted to talk to you.
Yes, you did. But, you know, doing a daily soap is very hectic. Yeah. But like, to balance your personal life and work for a daily soap actor, it's a little challenging. So, in all that, I'm sorry. I might have, you know, not responded. Every time,
Shaheed, no. Don't apologize. All I want to say is that there's been a lot of fans that have been, you know, heartbroken from the news that, you know, Ye Rishte is coming to an end. And every time when I read your interview, Shaheed, one thing I noticed is how close this show was to you. I mean, from all the shows that you have done, you've always praised all your shows, but this one, a little bit more. I mean, what was it about Abir's character and what was it about being in Ye Rishte that was so kind of closely attached to you?
I think this is the first time I was myself. I got to be myself in front of the camera. And I had decided that I'll not prepare for this show. And because this character is so much like me, I'll just be myself. And playing the character, I enjoyed so much. I had so much fun because he's a lighthearted guy who would just crack jokes, have fun, do all the crazy things, support his friends, is there for his loved ones. So it was a pleasure. I mean, I really enjoyed coming to the sets every day. I used to look forward to coming to the sets and be a beast.
Oh, yeah. That's what fans can miss. Yeah.
Yeah, it was less like work and it was more fun.
Oh, and the family as well, because you've got an amazing team of people that you're working with, you know, coming in every day and working with those people.
Of course. There's so many talented people. Apart from that, when you are working together for so long, you like shoot every single day almost, and it becomes like a family. Like, you forget. Sometimes I would forget that I'm Shaheed as well. I would just be Abir. And when you're on the sets every day, you feel like that, you know, these are your family members.
So now, what is it? I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, how are we going to... There's so many kind of storylines that are running at the moment. I mean, how are they all going to get wrapped up?
See, I'm not sure about anything. This is what I've learned in the past, that you never know what's going to happen in the future. I remember something like this happening to Navya as well.
Yeah.
This is 10 years back. And then how things just suddenly changed.
Mm.
So you never know. I can't really comment. But I believe in Sergeant Sir and the production, the entire team, the creative team and the writer, that they will, if it's ending, they will culminate it in a very nice way, well-planned way.
Mm. You know, we spoke about the character of Abid quite a lot. I just wanted to know from you, if, say, you were in the producer's shoes and if you could kind of take the character to a completely different kind of avatar and different kind of route altogether, what would you do with Abid's character?
No, I don't know. I really like the character. See, I feel our society needs people like Abid. He would always stand up for right, saying how he would always stand up and always support Mishti, support the loved ones, and he actually exactly what it should be.
Yep.
What it's like, actually. And I really liked his attitude, the whole Banjara attitude and what all he used to do, how he would travel, help people. And I think, you know, being in this field, I think I've spoken to you about this before also. It's a responsibility. It's our responsibility to give the right message. And he was giving the right messages. I really like that fact. I would not want to change it.
And what about in terms of storylines? I mean, there's been quite a few storylines over the last 18 months or so since the show has been on air. Which has been the kind of standout for you? Which has been your favourite part element? I mean, I know it's going to be difficult for you to choose, but has there been one kind of like high point of the show that you really enjoyed?
So the beginning of the show was really good. I really enjoyed that. But the other part which got me really excited was post-sleep when Abhi would always be wearing his shades and try to hide his emotions, and we had so much fun because it was so different from what Abir was before. It was quite exciting for me because I was getting to do something different.
We used to
call it the Bekhayali phase because my sir, the director, would always play Bekhayali in the background whenever you know, he's taking my walk in that slow-mo and I'm wearing my shades or taking all my shades and I'm teary-eyed and all that stuff. So it was really cool.
And we have to talk about Rhea, because there's obviously a lot of fans that just love you guys together. I mean, Mishbeed, and there's something about you, Shahid. Every time a show comes to an end, there's always this kind of chemistry that you've left with your co-star and that everybody wants to see you guys together again. And that same is happening with you and Rhea. What would you say about working with Rhea and this kind of Mishbeed that people have created?
So I had a blast, honestly. And because she is in real life also that innocence on her face, and the way she talks, it you can see that in the character as well, how she portrays Mishti. All the scenes were very, you know, everything happened very smooth. There was no extra effort put in. There was no problem as such ever. Otherwise, generally, when a show starts, everyone is very particular about we want this, we want that, we want you know, the look of the show like this, we want the chemistry like this, we want her to talk like this, we want him to speak like this. Nothing like that happened. Everything was just right there on spot. So I think just because the whole ensemble cast is amazing, everyone. But of course, I have most of my scenes were with Mishti, so again, it was very raw, real chemistry. Not real, the raw and how do I say it? What do I say?
It
didn't look artificial.
Very natural, yeah?
Yeah, naturally.
Completely. Shahid, I mean, if you were to kind of blame the show going off air on particular, I don't know, the way things are, would you blame it on the time slot? Would you blame it on the COVID situation during the lockdown and audiences kind of swayed? What would you say? I mean, what would you kind of blame the situation on? Because it's come out of the blue.
No, I would not blame anything for this situation, but it was kind of something which was going to happen because the ratings were slightly low, and that's why I always request the viewers to watch good stuff on TV so that, you know, we get numbers and we can make better shows.
Yeah,
content-driven shows is what I would want to be a part of, and I hope producers keep making such shows.
Indeed, I agree. And do you know what the fans have been talking about? Obviously, you're talking about the changing ways of television and moving on to digital.
Yes.
Fans want to know about, you know, whether you would consider doing any digital projects and doing anything online, because it's the way forward, isn't it?
Why not?
Shahir, your line seems to be breaking. Sorry, I think you're going to have to move to a different place.
One sec. Huh. Can you hear me now?
Much better.
Okay. So I'm saying that, of course, why not? I would love to. And, you know, if whenever there is something which is exciting and comes my way, I would definitely like to take it up on digital as well. Why?
Mm. Have you been approached for anything? Anything that's kind of, I don't know, touched you yet in terms of scripts?
Yes, I am talking to a few people for digital shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once something is finalized, you will know, definitely.
Cool. And there's a couple of questions from the fans. There's one to do with your look. I mean, there's always this baalon ki baat hoti hai na, about your hair. And fans are also asking, which kind of look did you enjoy the most? Was it at the beginning of the show or now, as you are in Abid?
People, I believe, love the long hair look because a lot of people have asked me to get back to that look. So I will be doing that most probably. I recently asked that on my social media also, that what should I do? Because this is the point when I have to decide long hair or short hair. So let me know. Most probably I'll be going for the long hair look again.
I prefer the short look. I don't know why. I think you look so much more younger as well.
I like that. Personally, even I like that. First of all, I don't really have to look into the mirror every now and then to make sure that my hair is not all over the place. Because it's difficult to manage long hair. So it's easier for me. I think that's why I like short hair. But a lot of people have requested me to get back to long hair. So maybe I will.
A question also from Prachi asking, what is your favorite Abid dialogue? Is there one particular standout dialogue for you?
During that same Baker Ali phase, he would say everything is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I
mm-hmm.
guess that one.
Nice. And there's also a question here. I wanted to ask you actually, Shahir, if you were to kind of say explore a particular storyline of say Abid's character in the show, which one would you focus on a little bit more? If you say you had another 2 months, 3 months of the show left, if you had the opportunity as a producer, which element or which part of Abid would you like to focus on?
So I didn't really get the chance to see another layer to Abir's and Kunal's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So, maybe they were always, like, there for each other, supporting each other. I never saw any, non-agreement or rift between them. We could have added another layer to that equation.
That's good to know. Right, some random questions here. Shahir, I just want to ask you, there's a fan request saying, can you please get Shahir to sing a song for us? Shall we do Be Khayali, seeing as you're talking about that so much? Be Khayali. I think we should really, can
I won't be able to do that. You know, you can't do
that. I can strum a fake guitar and you can sing. I don't mind. Do the whole rock star thing,
No. Yeah, you know I'm bad at singing.
We're not going to embarrass you. Okay, so just a couple of other questions here before you go. When you talk about this serious element, because I know there's fans who are, disturbing things that we're hearing about fans who are harming themselves and, taking the news of Yerushte, taking it quite seriously in terms of, obviously, affecting their own health. What would you like to say to those fans? And obviously, we need to get them to stop doing such silly things.
Yeah, I would just want to tell them that, guys, we don't know really what the future holds, so be hopeful. We might come up with a better show, we might come up with season 2, you never know. Be hopeful.
Yeah.
And, I feel there is a lot of things are happening in the world. We go through every day so many bad news, negativity. Try to give out good vibes, positivity, happiness, and spread it as much as you can.
I agree. No, completely I agree. Shahir, there's also a question here. Shahida's Abid had a lot of impact on many lives, and he indeed changed the perception towards life in such a positive and realistic way. How much did Abid impact Shahir as a person, and what was the ultimate thing you have learned from playing Abid?
So, as I told you, a lot of things Abir believes in, I believe in all that too. And I stand up for all those things. I truly feel that every person has the right to live their own life their way. Everyone has, every person has the right to equality. So, irrespective of gender, community, whatever. I'm glad that I got the opportunity to express. It is almost like expressing myself. One thing I learned from it was learned from him was patience. This character, how things can be really tricky between, you know, relatives, relationships, and you need to be very patient in life.
It is true. And also, seeing as we're coming to the end of this interview, Shahid, I do want to ask you, I know how much you love your Sher o Shaari, and you did the Sher o Shaari with me last time when you were with me. Is there a particular a line that kind of sums your mood at the moment? I mean, I've gone see Loves Up Bolna Jayenge, or, you know, I Would Like to Know Myself as well. Your feeling inside at the moment with some Sher o Shaari?
Maybe, you know, I can't think of anything right now, but maybe by tonight I will tweet about it and tag you in it as well.
You better. Shahid, if you do that, you know what, I'll be really happy, because I think I would like to know the kind of feeling you're going through at the moment, because, you know, you have this happiness, but at the same time, obviously, you know, a journey coming to an end with Yerishte. But Shahid, I'm not going to take any more of your time. I just want to say thank you so, so much for your time today. I know you're a busy guy. I know you've got lots going on. And I just want to wish you all the best, Shahid. And when you got longer, pakka next time, we're not going to keep it a year. We'll talk longer next time, all right?
Yes, hopefully soon.
Tikana?
Yeah. You take care of yourself.
Thank you. And what would you like to say? Any final words for all your fans that are listening? Last baat bol do.
Last baat. Try whatever you want to do. Express yourself, but be polite. Yeah? Okay. Whenever, just make sure that you're not hurting anyone. Social media has become very toxic. Mm. So don't try to make it a more positive place. Where people can come and express themselves.
I agree completely. Thank you so much, Shahid. All the best. You with Yerishte Pyar Ke, and we'll catch you very, very soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.